Chicago.
Hey, good morning. Appreciate you spending some time with us today. It's Bruce, Judy, Cheese, and Matt Rosenberg is in studio with us. Author of, you do many, many things, but the latest, the author of the book, What Next, Chicago? Notes of a Pissed Off Native Son. You know, I mentioned to you, and like you see it as well, as you travel around, when you tell people you're from Chicago, you tell them you grew up in Chicago, you tell them you live in Chicago. These days, the retort, the questions, the concern is concerning violence, really. Mm-hmm. That has become what Chicago is famous for lack of better terms. Mm-hmm. How do we move past that? How does the city of Chicago manage to get back to, dare I say, what those of you that have lived here your whole lives, or what even newbies like me mm-hmm. know to be an amazing city right there on the surface?
It is an amazing city, and we should never forget that duality. You know, there's greatness wrapped into our DNA. I was downtown in mid-September looking at a live blues concert sponsored by the city, the 50th anniversary of Alligator Records. Great show. City skyline up there.
Yeah.
A friend of mine said, Matt, see, this is the brilliance of Chicago. And I said, you're right. But then I thought later, how many people got shot and how many people died this weekend? And it was a good weekend, only 56 shot and 9 killed.
Right.
And the fact that that's a good weekend is scary. But I think, how do you get at that? A couple of things. With crime, two big things for me. More foot patrols by the police. That's huge. There's a vast literature on that. We did it here under Rahm and Jerry McCarthy. It actually had a material effect on violent crime, which dropped. You pick your high crime areas, you send police out there, and you're going to need
visibility.
Yeah, and you're going to need to send them in fours or sixes because they're a little bit leery of just walking
the
hood.
As well they
should be. Yeah, things are not good now. Another thing, we've got to reform bail reform. The basic idea of it originally had some validity. First-time nonviolent offenders, fine. Don't keep them in jail before trial. But now they're letting people charged with violent crimes out before trial. Mm. Too often they go out and do the same thing. The problem is occurring also in places like Philadelphia, San Francisco, and New York. Bail reform has been turned into a social justice instrument. We have crime. We have much and much less punishment now.
Good point. Crime and punishment.
We
lost the punishment part.
So much of it is because of the social justice piece, right? Hmm? Fewer police officers on those patrols. You know, you say the bail.
Or afraid to do their job in some ways.
Yeah. Everything just seems to be, like they keep saying, the perfect storm. It all happened at one time. Mm-hmm. And now look where we're at.
Things have been turned upside down. And, you know, you don't have to be some kind of reactionary conservative to trace this back to the universities. If you look at the people who are our prosecutors, who are our mayors and city council members, I mean, we've got six socialists on the Chicago City Council now. They wanted to defund police by 75%. They wanted rent control, which makes things harder, actually, for working people when you really parse it out. So we have to have some kind of bottom-up revolution here in Chicago, a rebranding.
But isn't that the problem? Where you're saying it's going to come from the people, but many of them, like we talked about earlier, are saying it's easier for me to move. It's easier just to go to Nashville than it is to stick it out in Chicago and be a part of the solution.
It's very true. There was at least one impressive example of people making a difference, and it has to do with fixing our schools. There's a program called Invest in Kids. Long story short, right now you get a 75% state income tax credit. If you, Bruce, give, which you should, give private money to invest in kids, it's a scholarship granting organizations then shovel the money basically at minority students so they can go to private schools. So school choice is not just about that tired, angry fight over public charter schools versus other public schools. And I do say charter schools are a great thing, and we should remove the growth cap on them that the teachers union levered Lightfoot into approving. They're not a silver bullet. They deserve deserve accountability. If they fail, shut them down, just like regular schools. But for Invest in Kids, Pritzker tried to kneecap it twice in the last few years in different ways. And two times, minority students and parents went to Springfield and convinced the majority Democrats in the legislature to leave that program alone.
It was benefiting them.
Yeah. And so citizens did make a difference. So it can happen in Chicago. But right now, our elections are scheduled to suppress the vote. They're in odd-numbered years in the early months of the year, so we get 33% turnout for city elections. Same electorate, 70% turns out for presidential elections. Do the math. Go back to Springfield. Hinge the local election date to the presidential elections. You know what? They don't want 70% of people voting.
Right. Yeah. Speaking of the elections... Mayor Lightfoot, does she have to go?
Yeah, Lori Lightfoot has to go. I mean, Arnie Duncan would be an improvement. I know smart people I know are skeptical of Arnie because, of course, you know, ties to Obama and Daley. I interviewed Arnie. I talked to Arnie. He's involved in a great violence prevention program called Chicago
Cred. The thing about Arnie, he's always been involved.
Yes, and so Arnie walks the talk, too. Now, is he connected and wheeler dealer? Yeah. Who would I really like to see as mayor?
Ooh.
Alderman Ray Lopez.
Our buddy Ray.
Yeah, right. I know. Chopez, right. But you know what? The guy is about the only public official here who speaks truth to power on the role of parents. And here's the elephant in the room. And it goes to race and responsibility. And it's a third rail conversation. I talk to many black people on the South Side. I want to be clear about that for my book. I took the number 8 bus down Halsted. I took the red line down to 95th and walked down to 111th. I met with people. I went into their homes and their workplaces. Black people on the South Side are calling out other black people. And in fact, the whole systemic racism shtick from Lori Lightfoot, and Lopez calls this out, it is itself racist. It says blacks cannot achieve because whites control them. No, whites don't control blacks.
Not in this city. Not, no, not at all.